Okay, a number of you expressed to me that you were very confused yesterday, Shir, which is, I was saddened to hear that, but so what I'm going to do today is we're going to go weiter, but we're going to use this opportunity, at least the first half of Shir, to kind of at least refresh a little bit of what we did yesterday. Hopefully the concepts will come across, and then I wanted to share this other fasting idea, which it doesn't seem like too many people got to. But let's take a look at the raya, the next raya. So the Gemara says, Tanan, chav on the base, hamakav chaver mishalosh ruchosav. So you surround your chaver on three sides, v'godar es harishona v'es hashniv es hashlishis, ein mechayv nosa. So you're not chayv. There's no din of the nikah should have to pay for this. Haravias, but if you did it on the fourth side, mechayv nosa. And shmamina, zenene, and the way Rashi learns is the picture. So Rashi puts a picture, and Rashi indicates that we're talking about the inner wall separating Shimon and Reuven. If it's three walls, it doesn't help anything. Shimon should not have to pay because he didn't get any real benefit. There's no hana there. Once the fourth wall, the Gemara says he has to pay, and zenene v'ze lo chay. That's the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara answers, Shani Hasam. It's not a case of zenene v'zeh lo chaser, but since the presence of Shimon is causing a greater hekef, a greater fence on the part of Reuven, so there is a loss, and therefore you're going to be chayev. It's a case of zenene v'zeh chaser, and that's why you're chayev. Gemara continues, next case, Tashma, Amrav Yossi, im amad nikaf v'godar es harevius. Let's say Shimon went ahead and put up the fourth wall. So then what's the halacha? Megalgalin olav es hakol. So now we're going to charge Shimon not just for he built the fourth wall, but now he's going to pay for the other three walls as well. Why? Because he's showing, do I want those walls? Yes. I'm interested in those walls. So by the fact that I built the fourth wall means I'm interested in those other three walls. So megalgalin olav es hakol, taima de godar nikaf. That's because the nikaf did that. Hamakif. Potter. So you see over here, Potter. So when it says no, Shani Hasim to Amalele, Didi Sagile, Benetira Bar Zuza. He says, I would be satisfied with a more simple, kotsim type of fence. I don't need this razzle-dazzle fence, and that's why we're Potter. Okay. So Rashi learns that which fence are we talking about that Reuven is constructing? He's constructing the inner fence separating between Shimon and Reuven. Comes on Tosis, and Tosis asks two basic kashas on Rashi. Kasha number one says, Tosis Masla At, we told Peshka Kunsh Masha, Demai Begedish of Bain Sade Ula Sade Nikov, Vikasha. Dehechi Khoshiv Le Zenene Vize Ein Choser. Ho will Shekol also Hageder, Lonase Ella, Lahafsi Bain Sadosav, Lisade Nikov. So question number one Tosis asks is, how can we assume this is a case of Zenene? V'zeh lo chaser. Of course it's a case of chaser. After all, what's the whole reason that Reuven has to build this fence is because of Shimon. And therefore he says it is more accurately described as zenene v'zeh chaser, not zenene v'zeh chaser. So that's a kasha on the havamina. In other words, that's what the Gemara answers. The Gemara gives this answer. This is not a case of zenene v'zeh lo chaser. It's a case of zenene v'zeh chaser because it's because of you have to build this whole fence. So Tos is basically saying the answer of the Gemara is so compelling that I don't even understand the Havamina, according to Rashi. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is a kasha in what I'll call a Lashon. What's the Lashon of Gemara? The answer? No, it's called Zenene v'zeh chaser because at gramtli hekefa yisera. Says Rashi, no. Says Tosis, but oh, the Havalei Lemeimer at Grantly calls the Hakef Hekef. The Kefa Yeserta Mashma Shigarm Lola Harbos. It's not that you caused me extra Hekef, an extra fence. You caused me the entirety of the fence, and therefore the Lashon of Hekefa Yesera doesn't make any sense. And therefore Tosis says we're not talking about second Kash is the language of the Gemara, which says you caused me Hekefa Yesera, Shimon. If you're talking about the inner fence, you caused me all the hekef. You caused me the entire fence, not extra fencing. So therefore, it says Tosis, we're not talking about the inner fence. Now, some were confused by this. According to Tosis, which fence are we talking about? The outer fence. Is there an inner fence? No. There is no inner fence. According to Tosis, you have Shimon's land, you have Reuven's land. There is no fence. There's no fence. There's a border, whatever. There's a, if you look in the deed says that this area is Shimon, this area is Reuven. There's no fence. What did Reuven do? He built an outer fence. By building an outer fence, is Shimon benefited by the outer fence? Yes, because the whole world is not going to go ahead and trespass on Shimon's fence. When you have rats and rodents and wolves and all these things, they're not going to come in because it's an outer fence. It's not a total, he's still got to deal with Reuven, but the rest of the world is not coming in. So he's got a benefit. There's a benefit. What's the detriment, says the Gemara? So let's say Reuven's land, this land of Reuven over here, is let's say 100 square meters. And Shimon's land is 20 square meters. So if Reuven had a field that was not with Shimon, he would have a field that was yay big, 100 square meters. So how much fencing would he have to put up if he was building a fence in this scenario? He'd need 400 square meters of fencing. Over here, how much does he need? He needs 120 square meters of fencing. That's more square meters. And as a result, what is Shimon's presence causing? It's causing Hekefa Yesera, and therefore, it works very well with the Lashon. It's not that I'm causing all the Hekefa. I would have had to build a fence of 100 by 100. Now I have to build a fence of 120 by 120, and that's called a Hekefa Yesera, and that is the pshat according to Tosis.
The area of the outside field is the same on both pictures.
The outside field.
It's 100 same amount of area. So if you add an extra area, the outside, the perimeter is going to be bigger. But when you take away the inside, the perimeter.
Stagbound?
Math wizard.
Math bound. Linear algebra bound. Okay. All right, good. Are we good?
Logical.
Okay. Okay, very good. So that's, yes, what?
That answers the second caution. Every single law has that.
Same
the first caution that.
The first kasha is, how is that called zenene v'zeh ein chaser? I'm certainly chaser. Your existence requires me to build this fence. It's because of you that I have to build this fence.
So that's the hustle
part. You are causing me to put up this fence. It's your fault. In Tosa's scenario, I have to put up the fence. It's not because of you I'm putting up the fence. I'm putting up the fence because the whole world. So you're not causing me to put up the fence. So it's zenene, v'zelo, chaser. I have to put up the fence anyway. So what's the chiddush of the Gemara? It is chaser. Why is it chaser? Because I would have to put up a smaller fence. Now I make me put up a bigger fence. That's how Tosa is going to touch up.
Yeah, I have a question.
Eitan Kavosh Shlita told me when he was learning this Gemara Bekiyas, of course, Baruch Hashem, Bekiyas, you don't have to learn Rashi, you just learn Gemara. So he says when he learned the Gemara Bekiyas, he assumed his instinct was, of course, that's like the Tosa is the simple pshat. I don't know which was a simple shot. It could be. But that's how Tosa is. Yes, not. That's a good question. Should it matter? I don't know. The Gemara doesn't seem to weigh that in. Let's say if Shimon did buy the field first, yes, Reuven knew what he was walking into, 100%. But nevertheless, the Metzias is the Metzias. My fence is helping Shimon. And therefore, you're still in the same ballpark. Okay, let's take a look at Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim is, now this Rav Chaim, Rabbi Ose, who did we learn yesterday? Which Achud did we learn yesterday? The Be'er Chashmo. Who was the Be'er Chashmo's Rebbe? Rav Chaim. Who was he quoting over there? Now, when he was quoting his Rebbe, he was not quoting his Rebbe in a safe. He was quoting, he was learning by his Rebbe, and he was quoting his Akashi as his Rebbe, and what had the Rebbe answer? Now, Rav Chaim wrote, how many Sfarim did Rav Chaim write?
50.
Very few Sfarim. Rav Chaim did not write, he wrote one Sefer.
What?
And in general, Briskers do not like writing Sfarim. They don't like writing Sfarim. Not because of Bittul Torah, because they're always changing their ideas. They're always developing their ideas. And once you put something in print, like it's out there and you're saying, like, this is what I think. And you might change your mind. So the Briskers in general are very, very wary to publish. Rav Soloveitchik didn't publish anything. He published essays, English essays, philosophy. But in Lumdus, very little. And Rav Chaim only published the Chidushe HaGrach al Aramba. That's it. But later, his Tamidim published some of his Shi'urim. So there's a sefer called Rav Chaim, Chidushe Rav Chaim al Ashas, also known as the Rav Chaim Stencil. And the reason it's known as Rav Chaim Stencil is because the print was very stencil-y. In any event, this piece of Rav Chaim, which is written by Tamidim, including his son, is not in the Sefer. It's more V'pi Hashmua, but this connects very much to what we learned yesterday. So let's take a look inside. We'll go through it inside, word by word, and let's see where we go. So he quotes V'nei B'bava Kama Chaf Amad Aleph Mochiach Meho D'Megalgalin Esakol D'Ze Nene V'Ze Lo Chaser Chayev. So he's quoting our sugya. We're going to be focused on the first part of the sugya. Uvetosu sham hikshu l'shitas Rashi. The Mari begeder shebein sadeh l'sadeh hanikaf. So according to Rashi, it's the inner wall. And Tosu says, deik sakadaitoch the mikri lo chaser. How can you have a havmi that's called lo chaser? Kevin shekol osa gedol nasa el hafsik bein sadosu l'sadeh hanikaf. And therefore, harehu chaser bishvilo. The second guy is mechaser himself because of the first guy. Venire. Then he asks a further question, and this is really what we discussed yesterday. Venire lichora tzarech biur ikar rayas hagemara. Rabbi Yosef, what are we trying to prove over here? What sugya are we learning? Zenana. But there's a specific case of Zenana that we're studying. What's the case? A case of dar bechotzer chavero shalomi daita. That's the case that we're discussing. In that case, what is the, if you will, arguably, the most important feature of that case? Is there a relationship between the hana'a and the chisara? Is the chisara a direct consequence of the hana'a? The answer is yes. It's a property that's asila megar, that I could rent, arguably, if that's it, or not. But my being there, my presence, is what would diminish his ability to rent the place. I'm present. I'm doing something. Is it my chatzer? It's not my chatzer. I am dar b'chatzer chavero. I am proactive. So my activity is what's generating the problem. Is that clear? Meaning, who is the protagonist? The dar. Okay, so he asks, "Venira delachoret sar bir ikra esagamar de bechom makom de zenen evzelo chaser hare." Every case zenen evzelo chaser hare. Mikol makom, hahano hoisa midaita. When I'm dar bechotzer chavero, I am doing it by myself. I'm doing it. Midas, avo hocha, shumahana also bal korcho heyach nechayvo al hahano. So step one, kasha, is why we bring this up of Makiv and Nikav. Rabosai, Shimon, did he do anything over here? Is he a protagonist? He's just minding his own business. Now I, Reuven, am mahana him by putting up walls. But I did nothing. And therefore says Rav Chaim, why are we even here? Why are we even here? And this connects to yesterday. Because what's the premise of this question? This requires some kind, Tzeh Nehne, V'zeh Lo Chaser, requires the Nehne to be doing some kind of taking. He has to be a quasi-mazik, some kind of seizure. And that's not happening over here. So how is this called? I'm just minding my own business. So he writes, the answer is, there are, as we saw yesterday, two dinim in Tzeh Nehne, V'zeh Lo Chaser. There is a din of Zen and of Zelochasa that requires a taking. And then perhaps we suggest yesterday, you're chai b'toras, mazik. And then yes, the chiv to pay is a punitive type of chiv that's imposed by the Torah, by which we would say, kimle b'derabmine, if there was a concomitant chiv misa. But then there's another type of Zenene. And the other type of Zenene is based on a Ramban. Now this Rav Chaim might be parting company a little bit with what we said yesterday. Well, what I said yesterday in the Birch HaShmuel was, there's another type of Zenana which is not built on taking, but it's built on receiving, and therefore what words did we use? We called it not of one Betoras Mazik, but Betoras Mamoni Gabach. It's like a chov, and therefore the Pechiv to pay is not punitive. And therefore, Kimle B'derabmane would not apply according to the Me'iri. Rav Chaim is going to say it a little different now, here. And he says like this, and Rabosai, these are Rav Chaim's words? No, so whoever's recording it is recording it a little different. Came to Kosef Ramban. So Ramban is on the sugi we mentioned yesterday. Dehave Kesodeh Ha'asuya Lita. So you remember yesterday we quoted Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Aleph. Hayored letoch sadeh chaver. If someone goes into my field and does a great job, he builds me a pool. Amazing. He builds me a pool. Kuf Aleph. So, do I have to pay the Samhana? He builds plants. He sets up a whole garden for me. So the din is you have to pay. So Ramban says, why do you have to pay? So our suki is like that suki. Dehave kesada asulit lita de amdinan daite. And we get into the guy's head. Does the guy want this, yes or no? He wants it. It's good. And in Cain, Shapir Mikri Nene Midaite. And therefore it's called, not just Nene, but it's called Nene Midaite, because we know that, you know what? He would have done it himself. He would do it. He wants it, and it's Ke Midaite. The Al Korcha. And therefore, have a kakol ze nene vize lo chaser. In other words, even though there's no taking, there's no actual taking, since what? He wants it, it's as if he did what? It's as if he did it. It's as if he did it. That's a stretch, but that's based on the Ramban. And therefore, this Rav Chaim seems to like be converting this into a take. Yes.
Does the Gemara also say that the Talmud says that there's machlokas between what?
Yes, there is.
He says that it's not
you have to pay though. No. The question is whether you have to pay just the minimum.
The one who says Yadu al Chatana, he says that he's talking about where.
No, he's saying because you know he's saying okay now my field was enhanced by $1,000, but the cost for that was $100, or the reverse. You understand, but no one else does, or the reverse. The cost was $1,000, but the shevach was only $100. So yadol tachtona, I can collect. But I didn't initiate this. I know because I didn't initiate. Everyone agrees that the beneficiary was not the initiator. And that means he gets to be paid because Zen Enevezeh Chaser. He gets to be paid. But how much does he get to be paid? That's going to be Yadu Al Tavtona.
But it's not. I thought the public saying that it's not based off of he wants to not be. He's not the one who's. Right? You're saying that you're only paying if he wants.
That's what the Ramban is learning. The Ramban is saying, Amdinan Daite, we get in his head, is the umdina that this is what he wants, and therefore that's what he gets. You know, that's what he has to pay. That's how the Ramban learns that sugya. And that's how he connects to here. Okay, Rabosai, stay with me. You with me? Okay. Now, but here comes the question. Is it zenene vizeh lo chaser? Or zenene vizeh chaser? Now, Rabosai, at the end of the day, does Shimon want this fence?
Yes.
He wants this fence. Is he benefiting from the fence?
Yes.
Good. So I have a Zenene. Did Reuven lose money over here? Meaning?
Yes.
Yes. Was that money lost, that payment, that chaser, because of the existence of Shimon?
Yes.
It was because of the existence of Shimon. Is this called Zenene Vizeh Lo Chaser? Or is this called Zenene Vizeh Chaser? Says Rav Chaim. Hava Mina the Gemara is Zenene Vizeh Lo Chaser. Why? Why? Bottom line is, did Reuven lose money here?
Yeah.
Yes. Nevertheless, it's called Zenene Vizeh Chaser. Why? Because can you reasonably maintain in the Hava Mina that Shimon caused Reuven's loss? The answer is no. Why did Shimon not cause Reuven's loss? Because Shimon didn't do anything. And since, Reuven lost some money over here, but Shimon did nothing to set mind his own business, that's called Zenene Vizeh Lo Chaser. He has a chisar. He has a hana. He got a hana. That hana is called midaite. But he did not produce. He didn't do anything. The bottom line is he didn't do anything, and therefore he didn't produce the chisar. Let's see inside. Avahopshita dimbola dun ulachayva amashe chosro. But if you want to be mechayv Reuven because of what? Because he caused what? A chisar unto who? To Reuven, you can't. Hare lo shayech ladun bazed din chaser umazik. He's not a mazik. You know why he's not a mazik? He didn't do anything. Came to lo chaser mu'uma. What did Shimon cause a loss to him, to Reuven? Not a mu'uma. Not a bit. Verakt al hano diikar ma. Shezeh kibel hano bazed amin. Came to amdin and died. If nikale habi kanan midata. Ella. Rather, the imzenen of zelo chaser chayev and shaper chayev gam hocha mitam nene afagav deze eno chaser vizel hochachas hagemara umiyushav shitas Rashi, and this will be an explanation of Rashi against Tosas. Why? Because what did Tosas say against according to Rashi? What did Tosas say? What do you mean lo chaser? Chaser v'chaser. No, not chaser v'chaser. Because what did Shimon do to cause this problem?
Nothing.
So did he get Hana? Yes. Was he a cause of the Chisaron? No.
Why?
He didn't.
Although he did nothing, his existence caused...
That's the Maskana.
Exactly. But he caused nothing. He don't tell me he caused it. He's minding his own business. He's doing nothing. Did Reuven lose money here? Yes. Did Reuven cause it? Did Shimon cause it? No. Therefore, Zenene Vizeh Lo Chaser. But then, he asked the Kasha, so that's the Havamina. If you don't cause it, so I'm both saying, what's the Havamina saying essentially? What's the Havamina saying essentially?
You're a Mazik.
Are you a Mazik?
No.
You're not a Mazik. So why would you then be chayav? But no! Why would you be chayav? You didn't mazik him. Who said that? Mamoni kapach! Mamoni kapach! That's the Havamina. Now says the Gemara, Eladit Sarachin. So what's the answer? It's a good kind. Yeah, this makes sense. So how can you tell me now what? At Garam Takev Yaseira, and it's really a case of Zen and of Zeh? Zeh Chosin. So comes along, he says, Halo Lamash Nizbayer ain't Kan Lechaiva Lechosin Klaal. Kim Shehu Lo Chosin Klum. That Bailim Osami Das Atzmo. Ve'ein Lo Dun Bozeh Din Chosin Klaal. How can you tell me I was mechaser? I didn't do it, so it's zen and zen no chaser. How can you tell me? How can you tell me that I'm chay because I was mechaser? I'm not near it. The Gemara Mishani to Eina Chanami, the Mikan Raya, the zenene, v'zeh lo chaser yesh alav din mamon. There is a chiv mamon zenene v'lo chaser. Avol mikol makon ha'akati efshar lapotro. Maybe you'll say he's potter because ain't a bala makpidim de lo chaser. Skip the parenthetical. Vim kein hocha nihi dohu lo chasero. Aval mikol makom kevan de garam lo hekefa yesera. Since because of my existence there was hekefa yesera, now all of a sudden are the bala upset? Are they upset? Yes. And therefore, Mishum Hochi Efshel Achaivo Gam Al Hahano Kem Damdin and Daite De Nichole Vavinase Midas. I think what's going on over here, and I'm going to tie this in, is I think a way to think about this Rav Chaim is the Rav Chaim's Havamina and Maskana of the Gemara is actually the Machlekes Toisis Ksuvis versus Tosis Bava. What do I mean? According to Tosis in Bava Kama, a guy grabbed the food, and what did he do with it? Stuffed it down my throat. Kasha's asked, it's worth nothing. Zenenev is there. Lo chaser, it's worth nothing. So then the Gemara says, I am chayv mama, but it's worth nothing. So what did Tosin Ksuva's answer? You're right, it's worth nothing. But when you look at the chaser, don't look at right in him, what he did. Look at the big picture. Look mitchila, and mitchila who lost. He did lose. So there's a loss, there's a hana'ah. The hana'ah could not have happened but for the loss. I'll say the word, that's sufficient nexus, even though it's very indirect. And that's called Zenenev Zechosim. What did Tosin Bava Kama say? No. You know where the chaser is?
In the person.
This guy, it's worth something. Not worth a lot, but it's worth something. So when he swallows, there's a hana'a, and there is a, and there's a chaser, and it's direct. This is the shakla v'tayah of the Gemara, according to Rav Chaim. According to Hava Mina, everyone agrees, Rabosa, did Reuven lose because as a result of building this fence? Is he out money? He's out money. But is that out money because of Shimon? Is it directly because of Shimon? It's not directly because of Shimon. Shimon's minding his own business. Shimon didn't do anything. So why do we think that's the case of Zen and of Zelo? Chaser, that's Tosis Ksuvis. That's Tosis Ksuvis. And what does Tosis Bava Kama say? As long as you have a chisara, even if it's indirectly the cause of the hana, that's sufficient to create zenene v'zeh chaser. And that is seemingly how the Rav Chaim is learning Havamina and Maskana. Okay, that's the end of that. Now I'm going to have some fun. Okay? We're starting Shir now. I need 10 minutes of your attention. But I need focus. If you're lost, you don't have to be lost now. Okay? Unloose. Now this is like mamish dessert, ice cream, Ben and Jerry's. A lot of Ben and Jerry's. With everything poured on. I'm learning a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Learning a Mishnah because this is my... I'm going away for a couple of days with Fox. They're in your hands. You're very, very great hands. So this is my going away party. This is my going away party. Watch this. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah says, a little depressing, but true. Al-Korchach Atanoitzer v'Al-Korchach Atanoilet. You're born against your will. Al-Korchach Atachai v'Al-Korchach Atameis. And you're living and dying, not up to you. And then, Al-Korchach Ata Osid Laitein Din V'Cheshbon. And after 120 years, you're going to go upstairs, and you're going to be judged. And the judgment is going to be in front of Melech Malchi Amlach Makadosh Baruch Hu, and that's also Mishnah, famous Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Comes along the Vilna Gaon, and he's at Shalosh Shuras. And they're singing Zmiris, and he has a kash. The Mishnah makes no sense. If you look at the beginning of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, it makes no sense. They're both sense. Were you born against your will?
Yes.
Are you alive against your will? Yes. Were you created against your will? Yes. And are you going to be judged against your will? So be good. What do you mean be good? What do you mean be good? I don't want to be here. I don't want to be created. I don't want any of this. Hashem says, too bad. Too bad you're forced. And now, after 120, he's going to say, why weren't you a good boy? Why don't you behave yourself? What do you mean, why didn't I behave myself? I didn't want this in the first place. So what are you being don me din the cheshbon on something that was against my will milechatchila? That's the kasha of the Vilna Gaon. Good kasha? And it's a good kasha. It's a great kasha. I'm going to read inside. This is a sefer called Kol Eliyahu. Al-Korchach Atanoitzer, Al-Korchach Atanoitzer, Al-Korchach Atachar, Al-Korchach Atameis. Al-Korchach Atasid, Tehen Din Bechezron, Lifte Melch Malchem Lochim. V'nei L'chori Yesh Bekan Tzmiya Gedola. Im kol advarim heima bal korcho, im kena my bal korcho atolitain din v'chesbon. Why should I have to pay din v'chesbon on how I lived my life when I didn't want to live my life? Like, what do you take me to task for? And he gives a mushroom. I'm going to skip the mushroom, so I'll tell you the mushroom outside. He says, you have a wealthy guy. He says, listen, schlagbaum. I want you to be my accountant. Take care of all of my... Well, and Schlagbaum says, I'm not an accountant. I don't know math. I know nothing. I'm a Steigbaum. I'm not an accountant. I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. I never trained. I'm a Steigbaum. I'm not mathbaum. So he says, nothing doing. And I say, tough luck. You're doing it. And he does it. But he doesn't know what he's doing. So he messes it all up. And then I go to him after the fact and say, hey, why'd you mess up? Do I have a good time now?
No.
He messed up because he doesn't know what he's doing. He wanted to do it in the first place. Why are you going after? That's what he writes over here. Kvir echad shekop v'ikol ish echad shem emuna eitz lo. L'sad lo sefer azikron v'eshkot shbaynas. V'eitz lo ish em b'yecholt l'ktov ksab l'achshu v'chesh baynas. Aval kvir lo hisik al dvar v'ikol so ad shem muchrok l'yos eitz lo. At the end of the year, it's all messed up. And he beats the guy up. He says, Im ha'arba dvarim heim bal korcho. I'm born against my will, I'm death against my will, I'm created against my will, v'chule. Madua bal korcho atot itein din v'cheshbon. Good kasha. So you know what he says the answer is? Amnam yisbo'er al pi ma de'isa b'gemara b'vakama dav chaf mebeis. It's a parallel gemara in Bava Basra. It says the answer is b'vakama chaf mebeis. Wow. What did the gemara say? The gemara we've just read. The gemara says if Reuven builds three walls and Shimon adds the fourth wall, what's the halach? Megalgalin alav es hakol. Did Shimon want the first three walls?
No.
But now that he put up the fourth wall, not only is he acquiescing to the fourth wall, but he's also responsible to pay for the first three walls. Says the Gra, that's what's going on over here as well. Look inside. Hamakiv es chaver mishalosh ruchosav. Chavero pater militein lo ala shalosh mechitzos. You don't have to pay for the first three. The yachalomer lo. My, honestly, you haven't benefited me over here with the first three walls. Thank you, but no thank you. But after all, the fourth wall is open. V'od. Moreover, ani lo bikasim imcha tov azos. I didn't ask for three walls. So do me a favor, I'm not paying. It's against my will, I don't want it. Amnam. Im amar hanika v'gadar hatzar ha-revius. But if he put up what? The fourth wall. Megalgalin olav esakol. Why? De goli daite. De nichale ba'shosh mechitzas. Because now he's revealing that, you know what? He does want the three mechitzas. V'chayev l'shalem chelek ha-shalosh mechitza. So now he has to pay for the first three. So two over here. Are we created against our will? Yes. Are we? Do we die against our will? Yes. It's against our will. We're not players. But what happens? What happens when we get sick? Are we running to the doctor? Are we davening to Hashem, give us more time? 100%. So he says, He says, "Gam ken yitzias ha'adam, Godar ha'kadosh baruch hu so misholosh ruchosav." Hashem put a fence around us, three walls. Al karchach, and it's al karchach. I don't want birth. I don't want this. I don't want that. And he left one wall open. Echad bal karchach atanoitzar, our creation. That's one wall. Al karchach atanoitzar. Second wall. Al korch atanoilad. Third wall. Al korch atochai. Vine lefi hadin hanal. Shamak v'schaver mishal shuchosav ein mechai v'noso. Aval kasher ha'odam yechaleh. But when you get sick, rachman litzlan, v'no telamus, and you're going to die, oz mishtadel b'roifim lisrapos michal yosh yam b'chayim. V'chol asher lo yitein badnav. So you do anything to live. Tzoek uboche ki chofetz chayim hu. Im kein zed doimem mamish ladin hana. Tim omar hanikaf v'godor es hatzad ha-revius megalgalin olav es hakol. And therefore, you do want to live. You do want to be born. You do want what I gave you. And that's why. Now I can give you din v'cheshbon. Now I can go ahead and judge you by how you lived your life, because by you wanting life, showing you built that fourth wall, now it shows that yes, you're going to have to take responsibility. The kan gam ken goli daite bazeh, the nichle bahana gimel dvaram hanal, the zosi melitzas hatana b'mishna, al korgata noitz, al korgata noilad, al korgata chai. So you might say, three walls. I'm potter. That's why it says in the Mishnah. Wow. It says also al korch atameis, which means who's putting up that fourth wall? You don't want to die. You're putting up that fourth wall, al korch atameis, and that's why it's you have to pay a din b'cheshbon. Ad kan the shalosh drashim. Amazing. But it gets better. Gets better. Who's in the audience? The Netziv is, I don't know if the Netziv is in the audience, but Netziv heard who was in the audience. And who was in the audience was none other than the Magid Midubna. The Magen Midubin is having Shal Shivas by the Gra. So what's the Magen Midubin known for? Mishalim. He always comes up with a mashal. They once asked the Magen Midubin, a famous story. They asked him, how do you come up with a mashal for every case? How do you come up with a mashal? Everything, you have a mashal. So he always says, like, he creates the mashal to fit the case. It's like, I'll give you a mashal. There's a guy, an archer. And you see this archer, and every single arrow is right in the middle of the bullseye. He says, how do you do it? So he says, yeah, I don't shoot the arrow into the target. I shoot the arrow, and then wherever the arrow lands, I build a target around that. And then I put up, and it's always a bullseye. I always put the... So same thing. He goes, I build a mushel around the... it's not like I have the mushel, and like it always fits perfect. I build a mushel to fit the... So he was there, he said, I have a mushel for you. You want to see it inside? You want to see it inside. It's kedai. So turn the page. So he says that the Netziv, who was a Talmud of the Rav Chaim Volozhin, who was a Talmud of the Gra, who wrote the Emek She'ela. So this happened that Pam Acha, second line, Yoshua Talmidim Sviv L'Shulchan HaShomor Nachos HaGra. V'nitarek B'tocham Kama Rava Magad HaMefursa Miduvna. V'niskagotem HaMishna Zayis. They were learning this Mishnah. V'ozam HaGra Zatzal HaBir HaZeh. V'hu Peli. An unbelievable beer. A beautiful pshat. A beautiful, and what are the Magad Miduvna too? What he do is he said he was himtik, takef. Immediately he came with the fine mashal. And he says, I'm going to copy the mashal. He says, there was a man who had two daughters. And the daughters were both flawed. One was not so attractive. It's a problem. She was ku'ura vira'as hamare'e ma'od. She was ugly. Okay? What?
That's tough.
She was ugly. Okay? She was very ugly. Okay? The Achas, and then there was another one, the second daughter, she was like, talk too much. Her personality was overwhelmingly uncomfortable. She was a real... She didn't know when to stop talking. So guess what? These girls had problems with shidduch. So comes along a shadchan yadua, and he says, "I have the perfect shidduch. I have the perfect shidduch for these two girls, because I have one guy who's blind and one guy who's deaf. So we'll give the ugly one to the blind guy." We'll give the talkative one with the tough personality to the deaf one, and it'll be perfect. I tell you, the Dubna Magad on the spot comes up with this. It's amazing. I tell you, it's great. This is the best year of the year. So, v'yomalo hine yeshnei anoshim echad tzuv echad cheresh umiata im ye im. So let the ugly one go with the suma. Let the other one go with the cheresh and gavaldik. She's a screamer. She's always yelling. He won't hear any of it. Gavaldik. The father says, great. Vayaz came. And they got married. Beautiful. The story does not end.
They're cured.
And they grow up. And they're happily married. Lovingly. Beautiful. It's all working out. And then they hear about a doctor who comes to town. Okay, good. Now you know where it's from. Vayava harofa lebeisram, and the rofe says, "I can cure your blindness. I can cure your hearing problem."
Can't cure personality though.
And he says, "It's going to cost you money, but I can cure your problems." And he goes ahead and he cures them. But now they come back and say, whoa, my life is so much worse now. The guy with the eyes, who now can see what his wife looks like, ooh, no thank you. The guy with the ears now. Ooh, I can't wear the earplugs. And so they go to the doctor, and they tell the doctor, no, 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 no. I'm not paying you. Because he came to get his money. They didn't want to pay. Because actually, our life is so much worse now than it was beforehand. We're not paying. So they went to a Beis Din. The doctor said, you have to pay. I did my job. They went to a Beis Din. They said, what do you mean? We're worse off now. So the dayan in the Beis Din says, you know what? You're right. Your life is worse now than it was before. It's true. It's true. So you have an option. You don't want to pay, you don't have to pay.
Really?
But we're going to now blind you again and remove your hearing. And then you don't have to pay. He said, no, no, no. That we don't want. We don't want to pay, but we want to keep our eyes. Oh, you want to keep your eyes? Megalkalin olavis hakol. Then you have to pay. Then you have to pay. So that's what he says, Vilihi. So when he heard, when the Anashim said they heard this psak, they didn't want that psak. Oz ama harav imzos. If you want to keep your eyes, you want to keep your ears, then chayav and atala shama rofe kol maskurto shlema. Vechein hanim shalkan. Says the Dudna Magid, that's exactly what's going on over here. Maybe I'll karchak atanotzar. Maybe I'll talk at the mace. But now that you're here, you want it, you're fighting for it, you're fighting for your health, you're going to doctor, you get the full bone. Megalgalin olav esakol, says the Vilna Gaon, all comes. Mishnah Pirkei Avos, explained by Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Chaf in the days. Have an excellent day. Excellent tomorrow. Excellent rest of the week.
My dad made the same exact